Unit 8. Recording 2.
Hello. We're looking back quite a bit in this week's programme, back to childhood for a start. Now, I've had that feeling of being suddenly carried back in time by a particular odour. You probably have, because it's a common experience. The smell of coal does it for me, and even more specifically, mint sauce. One whiff of that and it's back to Sunday lunch in the house where I was born. There is, it seems, something special about smells when it comes to evoking memories. Now, as Claudia Hammond reports, psychologists think they may be getting to the root of it.
The smell that always really takes me back in time is the smell of disinfectant and kind of cedary wood. And for some bizarre reason, it reminds me of being at school when I was about 7.
Whenever I smell privet, walk past a hedge or something, it takes me instantly back to my kindergarten, to the rather smelly passage through from the garden to the school restaurant where we had our lunches. It takes me straight back there.
For some reason, the memories evoked by smells seem to be stronger than memories that come back to you, say, from looking at a photo. In the field of psychology, they call it the Proust phenomenon, after the famous incident with the Madeleines in remembrance of things past. One of the people studying the Proust effect is Dr. Simon Hsu, a lecturer in psychology at Liverpool University. The link between smell and memory has hardly been touched by researchers, because until recently it's been very difficult to prove in the lab. Using familiar smells like vinegar and talcum powder, Simon Hsu tries to trigger autobiographical memories.
So what have you got here? You've got about 8 little plastic boxes.
So here we've got things like normal mixed herbs, we've got some cigarette ash, some vinegar, ketchup, some paint.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a word, and I'm going to ask you to tell me as much as you can about a particular experience that the word reminds you of.
First, he gives his volunteer Louise a word, like cigarette, and she has to come up with an event from her past linked to the word. Once she's remembered everything she can, he lets her sniff the real thing from one of his special boxes.
I'd like you to sniff gently at this and tell me anything else you can remember about that particular experience.
Ooh, stale cigarette smoke. That's a horrible smell. I can still smell it from here. I just remember the smell of it and the fact that it, you can still smell it on yourself ages later, and then when you go home, you suddenly realise that your parents are probably going to be able to smell it on you as well, and you get that fear inside you that they're going to know that you were smoking, and you're there with the polos and the perfume and that kind of thing, desperately trying to cover up the smell so that your parents don't know what you've been up to.
Confronted by the actual smell of cigarettes, Louise remembers far more about the event than she did when she was simply given the word cigarette. In particular, she remembered the fear that her parents would find out she'd been having a sneaky cigarette. It seems that smell is very good at bringing back the emotional details like this.
There is something quite unusual and special about the relationship between smells and memory.
For me, the most evocative smell is that smell you get when candles have just been snuffed out, and it takes me back to my childhood when I was a chorister in a church choir in a village in Berkshire. And towards the end of the service, one of the servers used to come out and extinguish the big candles up by the altar. And if I just smell that smell of candles being snuffed out, I'm instantly back at that time. And the memories are of the music of my boyhood, the church music of the time.
Odours that prompt the memories of times past.